Pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Lark Trigstad in studio.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Great. It's very foggy out there this morning. It's actually worse getting toward Mason City.
Yeah, you know,
be careful. This
whole weather stuff is really kind of crazy.
Different challenge every day.
Every day. That's what we live in Northern Iowa.
That's right.
Well, it's time for the Caregiver Corner, and we've got the noon whistle going here with Fred Flintstone. And
there you go.
I don't know if I'm in voice or not. Yabba-dabba-doo!
There you go.
Okay, that was pretty good.
It was very
good. Yeah, for me to, I'm ready to go. Well, the old noon whistle with Fred Flintstone is really quite amazing. And the town whistle or factory whistle was and still is used today to signal a scheduled break and quitting time for farmers in the fields of yesteryear, rural town folk, carpenters, or any type of small town citizen. They're used to signal volunteer firefighters and weather alerts.
Yep. In our town, we have a noon whistle lunchtime, and at 6 p.m. whistle, of course, quitting time, that carries out for miles around. We live probably 10 miles from Rockford, and I can always hear it. Yes, we have our iPhone and our digital alerts, but there's something very nostalgic about that comforting sound calling for a break, no matter what one's role is.
Uh-huh. Maybe a quitting time whistle for a caregiver might be a useful tool to signal the breaker too, as well. The role of caregiver is as old as human history. But today, as several experts in family caregiving have discovered, how you identify yourself as a caregiver or as a good child who is helping mom out can make a crucial difference on how the role really affects you.
That's right. And when you don't think of yourself as a caregiver, you may fail to take advantage of a range of support services available to help you manage that role. And furthermore, you may just ignore the noon whistle to break for lunch or to go home.
And you just keep going and going.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Next Avenue columnist Sherry Snelling tells us employers, community agencies, national organizations, and local and federal governments offer resources to help caregivers. But first, you have to know you are one.
Correct.
By speaking up and saying, I am a caregiver, you'll find that these resources can help you care for your loved one.
And she also reminds us that caregiving means caring both for your loved one and yourself. So the health and well-being of two people are at stake when caregivers do not self-identify.
Nancy Mattea writes, for some of us, middle age brings new opportunities, career reinvention, an empty nest, time to pursue new interests. For millions of others, it brings the responsibility of caring for an ailing parent. Nearly 10 million adults over 50 give full or part-time care to their parents in the United States, and their numbers are growing.
Yes, that's the baby boom generation.
Uh-huh.
As noted in the journal, The Gerontologist, the longevity of the relationships that baby boomers have with their parents and siblings is making history.
History?
Yeah.
Isn't that something? History.
Here we are.
This generation will witness unparalleled numbers of people who both provide care to the generation that preceded them and require care from the generation that will follow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That's why the whole sandwich thing. The goal is to do a better job of reaching them. So, hey, Wilma, why don't you try looking up NorthIowaSageLink.com?
That's NorthIowaSageLink.com. Yabba-dabba-doo! Lark.
It's hard to forget that now.
Oh.
That will stick with me all day.
You're going to be yabba dabba doing all day long.
You got it. It's like a song you can't get out of your head.
Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
Lark Trigstad with us this morning on AM 1300 KGLO with our Caregiver Corner.